It's a Tom Jones Tuesday. Our good friend Jonesy joins us. And Tom, a good afternoon.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day for baseball here in Albert Lea at Hike Field. Looking forward to getting out there this afternoon before we get some rain coming our way tomorrow.
Yeah, just look at my yard. It sure needs some water on it. So not all the grass have even popped out yet, even though I've mowed a couple times. So, yeah, we'll take some rain, I think. But let's get the baseball in first and softball.
Now, before we talk about baseball action, I do want the latest update. We're keeping an eye on Lake Mills Golf down at the Estate Tournament. They're in the Class 1A, Day 2 of competition. Team competition, Lake Mills, they're going to win a state title. With four holes to go, they're up by 18 strokes on second place. Jonesy, I would say that should be enough for the final four to win a state title.
If I was on their team, I think I could probably put a 12 or a 14 on a hole. But, yeah, that's great that they're going to be able to come home with the title. That's awesome.
Now, individual side, we're continuing to keep an eye on Bennett Berger, a senior. And he's completed 15 holes. He got pars on 13, 14, and 15. He's at plus 8. This Castle from a Newman Catholic got a par on 12 and 13. He's at plus 9. So Berger from Lake Mills, a one-stroke lead. That's going to come down to the end. We have an individual champion. So Lake Mills seems to have the team competition wrapped up. Bennett Berger, a senior, trying to win the individual Class 1A State Boys Golf title. So some excitement going on in Ames today.
You know, Aaron, I listened to you yesterday following the Tigers at Big Nine, and now hearing you here. Where are you picking all that up at online? That's pretty exciting to be able to have that live action like that.
So when it comes to Minnesota Golf, there's an app from the Minnesota High School League. If you put in MSHSL Golf, you can download the app. And Iowa's got a pretty good website on their high school association page. And I did a search for it. So, yeah, both states do an excellent job of updating things constantly to make sure that you feel like you're right there watching the golfers, which is pretty cool.
No doubt.
Yeah, yesterday, Albert Lea, they were in first at times, and they would drop back, and they got third place in the Big Nine Conference with Northfield getting first, Rochester Mayo getting second. Jonesy, when it comes to finishing in the top three in the Big Nine Conference, in any sport, that's a pretty good accomplishment.
It is. You know, I had a call the other day from a good friend of mine, and he asked me when the last time we'd had a Big Nine championship team, and, you know, we got to thinking it had to be wrestling a few years, sometime in the last few years, but I was kind of hoping this golf team would be getting a Big Nine championship. But, boy, are they going to be stacked next year. So, what did you say, four of their five guys? And there's another Teeter coming up. I know that's a tremendous young golfer. So, look for some great things in the next few years of Albert Lea Boys Golf.
Yeah, Tucker McKinney is the only senior. He shot a 76 yesterday. Then Archie Nelson, Drew Teeter, Tim Chalmers, Noah Teeter, and Ben Rasmussen all coming back. So they're going to be in the mix again next year. And anytime you're competing with, you know, the Rochester schools of the world in Northfield, we know how good the Big Nine Conference is, and to get third place, but to go into the final matchup of the season. We knew whoever was going to win the Big Nine Conference matchup in Austin yesterday was going to be the champions. To be in that position at the end, I mean, head coach Jeff Groth, I know assistant coach Harrison Cates, hats off to the guys. To put themselves in that position to have a chance to win a Big Nine Conference title yesterday is very impressive.
No doubt. I talked to one of the parents that was over there, and they said that the greens at the Austin Country Club where they play, very slanted, very slope, made for tough putting. And so, it's a challenging course, no doubt. And all the teams, of course, have to deal with that. But give them credit. They got third place. That's pretty exciting.
Tom Jones on the Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. And Jonesy, I assume you're going to be out at the Hammer Complex watching a JV ball today?
Yeah, I sure am. 5 o'clock again. So, Tom, I'm going to tell you about our two games yesterday, Aaron. We were, while you guys were had the varsity at Hike Field, we were over in Casson Manorville in a little four-team round-robin tournament.
Okay.
And in the first game, we played Hayfield, and I think Hayfield, last time of the varsity, still number one in the state. I might be wrong on that, but my son was pitching, and he threw a one-hitter. They played
nice.
Six innings. Yeah, they won 9-1. It was pretty exciting. So then they went up against Casson Manorville, and they've got a nice JV squad, and four of the boys that were playing yesterday are on the fall league team. I coach with four boys here from Albert Lea. And Logan Davis started for us and pitched a great. I think he pitched four innings. Then we had a ninth grader come in, and Andrew Westing, he came in. And then Hank, his brother's a basketball player. My mind is just blank today, Aaron.
That's okay.
From Hollandale, anyway. Hank Kiders came in, and with the bases loaded, I believe, in the bottom of the seventh, up 3-0 for us. He fanned the last two guys on basketballs and the ball game. So the JV won two games, 9-1 and 3-0 yesterday. Very exciting as a parent and as a baseball fan to see that happen.
So the JV, I mean, that's good because we know JV guys turn to varsity guys. So the future of Albert Lea baseball looks pretty good then, too.
Yeah, it sure does. We've got three boys that are getting a lot of playing time on the varsity, Jack Skinnis and Jackson Richards and Michael Olson. They have been a part of this group, and they moved up this year. So, yeah, look for some good things here in the next few years for Albert Lea baseball. And this year, too, they've had a decent year.
You know, speaking of baseball, I'm just kind of looking at Jake Thompson from Albert Lea, Oklahoma State. We're going to have to get him on the air because they might be a seeded team in the top 16 for the playoffs in the NCAA. He's a graduate student finishing up a college at Oklahoma State. He's kind of their leader on offense. And they got the Big 12 championship games coming up tomorrow and Thursday. And then they start the regional coming up next week. So that's exciting for Albert Lea baseball fans to follow Jake Thompson. We've been doing that for a long time. I think this is probably his final year. He's had a chance to extend his college baseball career. But I think Oklahoma State, if I saw maybe on a projection bracket, had them as maybe the 13th team. They seed them 1 through 16. I thought I saw OSU at number 13 and getting some home games in the opening round of the tourney.
That'd be exciting. I know just about every weekend when they have a home game, there's a group that goes down. Of course, his mom and dad are here from in Albert Lea, Carol and Stan, and they go down there every weekend and watch the games or go all over everywhere. There's a big party, it seems like, that goes down every week to watch him play. So great kid. He had a chance. He played 1 year, 2 years in the Northwoods League. Last year he played with the Moondogs. I think before that he played over on the Lakeshore Chinooks, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, very, very exciting to see that quality of baseball player. Also, Aaron, I don't know if you know it, the last game when you were calling the New Richmond, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, Waterville boys game, Aaron Phillips signed yesterday as a junior to go to South Dakota State to play baseball. So Division I player right up the road, and Aaron Phillips, I want to congratulate him. He works very, very hard, and he has worked hard to get there.
He's a good leadoff hitter, and he's very fast. He's really good on the base path. And, yeah, I saw that announcement on Twitter yesterday from him. And he's got one more year of school. He's a 2023 graduate. Then he'll go to a South Dakota State. The Jacks are Division I. Going to go to Brookings. So that's some big-time baseball that a kid from New Richmond is going to go play coming up in a couple years.
Yeah, very exciting times for the New Richmond program, no doubt. And of course, their pitcher up there, two of the coaches, son, I've watched him pitch in the past, and Daxton can throw BBs out there, and I suspect, you know, he'll probably have a chance to play, extend his career after high school, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen the bracket. They start the postseason, speaking of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva baseball coming up on Thursday. I checked about a couple hours ago, no bracket as of yet, but according to the QRF, it looks like the Panthers at 10-3 could be a number 2 seed in Section 2AA, which is a good spot to be. On number 1 is probably going to be New Ulm, which kind of seems like a school that doesn't belong in Class AA. It might just be me, but New Ulm looks like they're going to be the top seed in that section, and that would be great for a Panther baseball to get the number 2 seed.
Yeah, no doubt, and well-deserved if they do get that. Just I want to kind of segue that. Have you had any, or any looking at the sections for Albert Lea, is there any inclination where we might be and who are the teams? Somebody asked me today, who are all the teams in our section? And I know Worthington, Marshall, West, East. After that, I don't know. And Albert Lea, I'm not sure who.
So, Jonesy, if we go with the QRF rankings, here's how things lay out. And it's a new section for Albert Lea baseball, spending a lot of time over on the east side or southeast side of Minnesota in Section 1-3A. This year in Section 2-3A. So, Mankato West, they're going to be the top seed. They're 17-0. Voting is on Friday. They're going to be the top seed. They're ranked number 1 in Class of 3A. Mankato East, New Prague and Marshall at this time are really close, 2, 3, and 4. And then you have Jordan at 8 and 7, Albert Lea at 6 and 10, St. Peter at 7 and 12, and Worthington at 5 and 13. Talking to Jay Anderson earlier today, it looks like Albert Lea 6, maybe 7, if you had to take a guess on where the Tigers will end up, with Jordan being the number 5 seed. So that means if you're in the 6 or 7 spot, Mankato East, New Prague, or even Marshall could be where you go for a visit on June 1st. It's kind of disappointing. They went to Worthington. Did you go out for that road trip? Did you go out to Worthington?
That's the only one I didn't go on this year.
Okay, so when they went out to Worthington, that game was called off, and it doesn't sound like they're going to make that game up, which is too bad for Albert Lea because it's a section game that's not going to be on your record. So at 6 and 10, the best they can finish is with a win against Owatonna today, putting them at 7 and 10. And Jordan at 8 and 7, their QRF ranking is still a lot higher than Albert Lee's, would put Albert Lea again in the 6th spot. St. Peter at 7 and 12, defending on the voting. So again, I guess Tigers or the Saints of St. Peter at 6 and 7, with a trip to East, New Prague, or Marshall in that opening round.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think it's a big game today with Owatonna, so let's maybe we get a win here and bump up a spot, whatever. Another one we got this week to talk about, Aaron. Thursday is Big Nine Track and Field, and they are participating in the day-long event, and I guess it's at Red Wing for the boys and girls, and so the teams will be over there. I know my wife's Austin team will be there, of course. And
yep.
Hard to believe we're at Big Nine season already. The spring sports go so fast. And then, of course, next week we'll have sections over 2 days, I believe. And actually, I think they might only do them over 1 day now. But it'll be a lot of excitement for the kids that are participating in the boys and girls track and field also.
You know, I didn't realize until about a half hour ago, so Albert Lea schools are done today, right?
Yeah, well, they're done at 3 o'clock today, though.
Oh, so not officially. Not officially yet. Yeah.
No, not officially. The seniors got done and graduated last Friday. Everybody else is done at 3 o'clock today.
So I can save a school's out for summer till after 3. Don't play that
after
yet.
After 3, yeah. And, you know, I think there's a great song, Graduation Day, too. Even though we graduated, there's still some other of our area schools. I think the song was put maybe by the Wellingtons or somebody like that. We'll see if we can listen to that one after 3 o'clock, too. Congratulations to all of our area kids. It's been a great year. Kids have gotten back into school for the most part and gotten back into full athletic schedules. And it's been fun to be a part of, Aaron, with your broadcast and my officiating and watching my kids. And I'm so happy for the kids that they're all back. And it's somewhat normal.
And, Jonesy, you bring up a good point, because 2021-2022 for the school season has been relatively normal. There hasn't been any breaks in classes, or I don't think there was any – at home learning, was there? Maybe I missed it. I know.
No, not in Albert Lea, there wasn't. And, you know, the other thing, too, Aaron, in 2 years ago, or not this year, but the year before, I guess, however you want to look at that, but I think my kids were quarantined two times for a couple of weeks each and had to miss a bunch of games. And, you know, when they got quarantined, nobody on their team ever ended up with COVID. And this year, it's been much more. I guess I wouldn't say relax. That's not the right word, but I know my son got sent home 2 or 3 times to get tested, and one time was at 3 o'clock and said, "Dad, come and get me. I need to get the test home and take a picture of my negative test, and so I can play tonight." So I actually was in Austin with my daughter when she was having her ACL work, and I had to race home, pick him up, and have him test at home and shoot a picture of it, send it back, and he was able to play ball that night. But neither of my kids had to sit there, nor their teams had to sit this year, which is very good.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on KATE. Jonesy, we'll let you run. Enjoy the baseball game this afternoon. Weather should be a perfect here in Albert Lea, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
As always, Aaron, it's very much a pleasure. You have a great week.
Hey, you too.